This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Following violent protests in Denver last night, Mayor Michael Hancock is asking demonstrators not to take their anger out on the city's police force. The demonstrations began peacefully, addressing the police killing of a black man in Minneapolis. In a statement late Thursday, Hancock noted the critical role Denver police have played during the pandemic and said the city must move forward to recover together. Hancock has called for the prosecution of the Minneapolis officers involved in George Floyd's death. Governor Jared Polis called the protests in Denver a sad night for the state and says he was shocked at some images from the conflict. More demonstrations are planned, and the governor urged protesters to remain peaceful. Arapahoe County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed a suspect Thursday afternoon while investigating what they say was criminal activity. An investigation is underway, and two deputies who were involved are on leave. A group trying to ban abortions in Colorado after 22 weeks is turning in more signatures today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The organization Due Date Too Late failed to make the ballot, but the state allows more time to collect valid signatures. Organizers said they reached their goal to collect at least 30,000 signatures. The Colorado Secretary of State will then review them to see how many are valid. A number of other organizations are still in the process of signature gathering. It takes roughly 124,000 signatures, and the deadline is August 3rd. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny with a chance for some rain around Denver and Colorado Springs this afternoon. This is CPR News.